Sunday Meditation, March 18th, 2007. The question today is from Carla, United States. Quo, I have been writing a book about Confederation principles. It is about how third density works. In discussing these principles, I have found it helpful to offer them as information helpful to playing the game of life. It is a sacred game, yet it is definitely a game. The issue of self-worth and dignity has been much on my mind of late. In a way, one could say that in framing life as a game, I have taken away its dignity and taken it lightly. I do not mean to do so. I believe this game to be most worthy. Could you offer me any spiritual principles that may aid me in finding the best way to talk about the worthiness of the game board?
We are those known to you. As Kuo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this day. It is, as always, a blessing and a privilege to be with this circle of seeking. We appreciate your calling us to be a part of your meditation, and we are happy to share our thoughts with you at this time. As always, we would request that each who hears these words uses his powers of discrimination to distinguish between those thoughts that are helpful and those that are not. We appreciate your consideration in this regard. Your query this day is an interesting one. There is a certain amount of care which we shall need to take in responding because of the part of the puzzle that must be worked by the one asking the question. We do not wish to infringe upon the free will of the asker of the question. And we will refrain from doing so. However, there is, because of your asking about spiritual principles, much that we can comment upon, and we shall do so in ways that do not infringe upon the free will of this instrument, who is the asker of the question. The concept of games is indeed normally associated with some form of amusement or entertainment. However, the entertainment and amusement value of a game is only part of its appeal to a player of a game. And there is in humankind a tendency to wish to associate in groups. Once a group associates, it will spontaneously develop at first a rough and then, as time goes on, a more and more refined set of rules to govern the interactions of the members of that group. Your third density is a relentlessly social density. There is literally no way an entity can avoid interacting with other entities of your species. Living upon the third density of planet Earth requires a society. There is an inevitable tendency within the mind of humankind towards creating games. That is, groups of people who are attempting to win something or to gain in some way, and who are attempting to do so together. When this instrument chose the image of the game and extended it as a metaphor throughout the writing of the book, the fit was good because of the fact that in terms of winning a common goal, that is graduation from third density to fourth density positive, is a process which follows a certain set of rules in which an entity can succeed in penetrating by means of learning, understanding, and applying the rules of the game. Therefore, from our point of view, using the image and the figure of the game is a good decision in terms of communicating by means of familiar and comfortable structures. The massive structure of the game of life, as this instrument has termed it in her book, if one looks carefully at the great systems of thought that have attempted to describe the nature of life on planet Earth, the nature of humanity's place in the cosmos, or the nature of being itself, you may find in many different authors of many different systems of thought a structure emerging which defines the rules of the game which that particular philosophy set out to solve. there is a stigma attached to the word game because of its association with amusement and entertainment. And yet, it is likely that each entity who reads these words will have systematically played games with himself as a means of coping and moving through life. For instance, in school, a student may decide that if the paper is 10 pages long and is due in 2 weeks, the student will do a certain amount of work each day, fulfilling the game plan of being ready to write and then producing the paper on time. The strategy of how to get the paper written is a kind of game. And yet, it is a quite serious game with a firm intention which has no aspect of entertainment or amusement in it. Rather, it is that which needs to be done in order to fulfill the requirements of the class. If one looks at certain situations in life, for instance, to extend that particular situation, say that the student who is taking that class in college is also a parent and is attempting to work and go to school and take care of a child at the same time. In order to fulfill all of her duties, she will need to arrange her time carefully. And if she is wise, this student, mother, and adult will create a game plan where there is a certain amount of time for this and a certain amount of time for that. Using the figure of the game, the author enables the reader to slip into the story of what this game is about. We cannot estimate how entities will respond to the finished product that is streaming forth from the instrument's cyber pen. We cannot know precisely how spirit and she will interact. What we do know, in a sturdy and certain way, is that the worthiness of the game board will be expressed in the way the author and spirit present the material. Coming from a place of infinite respect and devotion to the infinite creator, it is, in our humble opinion, extremely unlikely that whatever is written will fail in the end to inspire entities with a sense of the sacredness of the game being played. Sometimes a creative entity can become too close to a project and can begin to question and doubt that which has gone into the creation of the project so far. We encourage the instrument to plow right into any doubts that come her way. And indeed, in general, when there is a second guessing of a situation, when there is a wondering if something was the right thing to do, by all means, give that concern its due. Give it time. Rest with that thought and see where it takes you. When you are calm and serene in your mind and in your heart, so that whatever you discover from examining and re-examining an idea will not seem to be a negative thing, but a positive thing, even if it causes changes. We are not suggesting that this instrument should change anything. We are simply suggesting that if she is concerned, or indeed if any who create are concerned, that rather than quickly erasing and deleting and doing things over, there is a time allowed where the entity simply rests in the silence. Indeed, if there is one thing that is most helpful to any who attempt to create spiritually uplifting material, it is to embrace and use the silence. There is a tremendous amount of information that streams into each seeker's mind and heart every moment. When the intention is set to hear that silent information, the result is instantaneous, and enhanced guidance is immediately with the entity who is asking for that silent information. It does not necessarily result in an immediate and conscious realization of something specific that needs to be done. Rather, the nature of spiritual information and insight is that it balances and sets into perspective the events and situations that are being examined. The making of the choice of polarity, service to others or service to self, is indeed the central aspect of what this instrument has been calling in her book, The Game of Life. there is a common goal for all of humankind. And that goal is to make the choice. It is a simple concept, and indeed, it is such a simple concept that it has escaped serious consideration, except in those institutions which this instrument would call religious. Therefore, in our opinion, the use of this construction is a positive thing. We believe that the worth of that game, in the end, will speak for itself. For in the end, one sees a majestic rainbow-colored structure of spiritual evolution that begins with this choice. Making this choice is the key to the spiritual development of each seeker. For many, many lifetimes to come. And when this instrument chose to create this book, the desire was to get the information across in a simple manner. Consequently, we would encourage this instrument to persevere. We correct this instrument to persevere without doubting the self, to strive for excellence, and to tell the story truly and honestly, the story of love is worth the telling. We would note, before we leave the subject, that although it is excellent for this instrument to write this book and for all who wish to serve, to share their vision of helpful information, we feel that underlying all such efforts is one spirit. If it did not come through this instrument, it would come through another and another and another. For we do not speak any words that are unique to us, except in the precise arrangement of the metaphysics of the information we offer. All of those concepts which are part of stating that the universe is unitary in nature, and that at this point in the development of humankind, it is time to make the choice of service to others or service to self. These thoughts can be found in many different repositories of inspirational knowledge. Consequently, we suggest working through inspiration rather than through any heavy feelings that there is an urgency or that time is short. These energies will not serve a spiritually oriented project, for they are the energies of fear. We would instead suggest to all who wish to serve serenity and acceptance of any given limitations and an absolute determination to see the project through to its natural end, that the baby that has been created may be birthed and shared with the world. May we ask if there is another query at this time?
Don Cushing asks, I read a little of Walter Russell's works, and he mentioned in his treatise on light that our universe expands and contracts in 14 billion year cycles. Could Quo comment on this?
We are those of Quo and are aware of your query, my brother. May we say that it is good to touch into your wonderful energy. As to this time period suggested by Walter Russell, it is certainly accurate and is a portion of the cyclical energies that create the heartbeat of the one infinite creator. We would also note that time is a slippery and plastic thing when it is being applied to spiritual time as opposed to physical time. The inadequacies of such measurements are due to that factor. Is there another query at this time? We are those of McCool.
Just one more. A lady by the name of Francie Taylor is asking, why have I developed a sensitivity to electromagnetic fields? Is sensitivity associated with spiritual growth or healing? Can it be used to assist others? Are there any spiritual principles involved which would help me contemplate this question?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my sister. That which is occurring to you, my sister, is a result of what we might call the thinning of the veil, as you have made the choice to awaken and to live life consciously if you can. When such a decision is made, and then when the decision is followed by a persistent series of ethical choices that bolster this decision to be alive, to live from the heart, and to espouse the values of unconditional love. In time, this creates an entirely different inner environment within that entity who was before comfortably asleep and is now wide awake and alert. Spiritual work is expressed in each seeker's physical body in different ways. Some people experience electrical energy moving over their body. Some people experience similar sensations, but rather than the sensations being electrical, they are those of being much larger than they actually are, as if seated in the chair, their bulk became balloon-like and almost floated in the room. There are as many reactions to increased awareness and therefore increased energy as there are people. Your response to the constant bombardment of third density Earth with fourth density waves of energy has caused you to have this particular reaction. There is no particular spiritual credit or debit to such sensations. They are a fairly mechanical part of your consciousness waking up and beginning to investigate who it is, who you are, what you're doing here, and so forth. We encourage you, my sister, to move right along with your investigation and not to be dismayed by the variations in your awareness of electromagnetic energies. You will, of course, need to find out how to be comfortable with these sensations. But we would suggest encouraging cooperation in a fearless and joyful way with these symptoms when they occur. As to their being useful, this is something which we cannot discuss other than to say that it is a good question for you to ask yourself. It is a good avenue of inquiry to pursue in your personal process. We wish you and all of those who are awakening and feeling somewhat disquieting symptoms of this type, the courage to move forward without fear, for these are momentary and light symptoms of an awakening heart and nervous system, shall we say. It is as though when you awaken spiritually, your energy body gets a chance to stretch and breathe and bloom. So you are in the process of helping your energy body to achieve a real maturity and many-petaled beauty. And we encourage you and all who would seek to serve and to learn. Is there a final query at this time? As there is no further query at this time, we will take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each in the love and the light, the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as the principle of Gul. Adonai, my friends. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the one infinite creator, let us put in that light our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing, especially for Dana. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle in you, are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle in you, are healing me. I am the circle in you, are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one.